It's, as I mentioned, we're having a slightly shortened shiur today due to the bris, is Hashem. So we saw a Mishnah. Let's just learn Mishnah again. Hecholil, chamisha v'shusha. The cholil, which is the flute, takes place either on 5 or 6 days of Sukkot, depending when the first day of Yom Tov is, because it's not Deicha either Shabbos or Yom Tov. So if Shabbos is the first day of Yom Tov, it's 2 for the price of 1, so if you'll have 6 days of Chalil. But if the first day of Yom Tov is on a weekday, then that first day, which is Yom Tov, is not Deicha, and also whenever Shabbos is also not Deicha, then you'll only have 5. Zeo HaChalil Shol Beis HaShe'eva She'ina Deicha Loi Es HaShabbos V'Loi Es HaYom Tov, that we saw last time. Says the Gemara, Itma Rav Yehuda V'Rav Ino. Now, as we know, sometimes the Gemara does this, i.e. it will bring us two names of two Tanoim or Amoraim. It will mention both opinions, but it doesn't actually tell us who said what. So Rav Yehuda and Rav Ina, they are the Amoraim in question, but we're not actually sure who says what. Chad Toni She'evo V'chad Toni Chashuvo. Now, the Lashon of our Mishnah was certainly Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. But apparently there is an alternative text. Instead of She'eva, it is Chashuva. Omar Ma'azutra, said Ma'azutra, Man D'Toni She'eva, whoever has the text She'eva, Loi Mishtabish, is not making an error. Uman D'Toni Chashuva, also Loi Mishtabish, is also not making an error. In other words, both concepts are true. There is an element of She'eva, there is an element of Chashuva. What does that mean? Man D'Toni She'eva, the one who has the Girsa of She'eva, Loi Mishtabish, that's not an error. D'Chsev U'sha'avtem Mayim B'Sosim. The Apostle already quoted, that's why it's always connected to Simcha, to Simcha's Beis HaShe'eva. So there we see the Pasuk is U'sha'avtem. Therefore it certainly makes sense to have the Girsa of She'eva, the water being drawn. Uman D'Toni Chashuva, the one who says that it's Chashuva, it's prominent, also Loi Mishtabish, is also not making an error. Why? The Omer of Nachman, mitzvah chashuva hi. Because the Rav Nachman told us that this indeed is a mitzvah chashuva. It's a very prominent mitzvah. Ubo'o misheshes yimei breishis. And it in fact stems from sheshes yimei breishis. Now remember we saw in the last parak, breishis boro shis. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the shis. And that's what Rashi now quotes. Top Rashi, misheshes yimei breishis. Damron Lael Shittin Nivru'u Misheshis Mibreshis. The Shittin, these great depths, were in fact created when? At the Sheshis Mibreshis, the Kabul HaNasachim, in order to be the Kabul HaNasachim that was pulled. So if indeed it was created right back from Sheshis Mibreshis, clearly there is a prominence, there is a deep significance about this mitzvah of Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Therefore, whoever has the girsa of Chashuva is not incorrect. Now, if you look at the top Tosfos, have a look at the top Tosfos, very important Tosfos. Chad Toni She'eva, says Tosfos, the Yerushalmi Mafarish. In the Gemara Yerushalmi, it explains that what does She'eva mean? It means to draw. So we've always understood, what does it mean? You're drawing what? Water. Now, I'll tell you the problem with that translation. The problem with that translation is that the mitzvah, l'chayira, is not the drawing of the water. The mitzvah is the pouring of the water. You obviously have to draw water from the fountain in the first place, from the wellspring, in order to have water. But why would you name the entire mitzvah after the drawing of the water. We don't have a mitzvah called cutting the lulav off the tree. Now it's true, if you don't cut the lulav off the tree, you won't have a lulav. We have a mitzvah called baking a matzah. If you don't bake it, you won't have one. That's true. But either way, if you have a look at this Tosfos now, the Tosfos quotes the Gemara Yerushalmi, which says that the She'eva, what is being drawn, is actually something else completely. The Yerushalmi Mefarish Shemishom Shoyavim Ruach HaKodesh. From there, one is Shoyev, one can draw Ruach HaKodesh. Shahashchino Shoyra Miteich Simcha. An amazing line in Yerushalmi. Because we said that the Simchas Pesach She'eva was always connected to an element of Simcha. In fact, that's why there was this Chalil in the first place. And if you remember, we learned in the last part when they arrived in the Beis Hamikdash, they blew Toku Vehiriu Vetoku the Shaar Hamayim. So because there is Simcha, there is necessarily also Shechinah. Where there is Shechinah, you can draw Ruach HaKodesh. How do I know? How do I know that Shechinah and Simcha are related? Says Dichsiv, Vayehi, and it was Kenagein HaManagein. Ah. When the musician plays his music, Fatihi Olov Ruach Hashem. The Ruach Hashem descended upon him. Who's this talking about?
Me?
Nope. One of the kings of Klal Yisrael asked for a musician to play in front of him. If I'm not mistaken, it was Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech asked for a musician to play in front of him. The Ruach Hashem descended upon him. Umaisi Uvda. And Yerushalmi then brings the story of Yoina ben Amitai. Yoina ben Amitai, which is, of course, Yoina Hanavi, Shehoyu mi'oile regolim. He used to go up to the Beis HaMikdash to Oile Regel. Ubesimchas Beis HaShe'eva Shoros Olav Shechina. If you excuse the marshal, you know, you drive around with your car. Every so often you have to go to the gas station just for a refill. So the Navi, where did he get his injection of Shechina of Ruach HaKodesh from? Yoina says clearly he used to go on the Oile Regel, up to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's when he used to get his dosage of Shechina of Ruach HaKodesh. So you see in this Tosfos the phenomenal power, which is really what we're going to discuss quite a bit now, the union of Shira and Simcha. That's going to be a big discussion over the next daf. That Shira or Simcha is not just entertainment, but it brings about Shechin and Ruach HaKodesh. And of course there's no better week in the entire year to talk about Shira than this week, Shabbat Shira. So we know that the union of Shira takes very, very, very prominent place in our Avodas Hashem. Every day at the end of davening, we say, like today, Hayomim Chamishi, or Zit Shalavim, what do they sing in the Beis HaMikdash? The union of Shira that we say every single day of davening, Oz Yashir Moshe. There are 10 Shiras, Chazal tell us. Shira is not just entertainment. You don't have Shira for fun. It stirs the heart. It can be ma'ira somebody. But more than that, you see, it can even bring Shechina and Ruach HaKodesh. The concept, sometimes it's misunderstood, but the concept, for example, of singing during davening is not to make davening fun. That way we'll attract the crowds because we sing a lot of fun songs. It's to be ma'ira the leiv. You know, a person in the right atmosphere, in the right song, if you can be moved to tears by a song. Or at the other end of the extreme, you go to a Chasniya Lebedika song, you feel a tremendous injection, infusion of Simcha. Unfortunately, a lot of this has been lost in nowadays day and age. where some, unfortunately, some of our Jewish singers have tried to emulate their non-Jewish counterparts, because that's what sells. A Rosh Hashiva recently told me, quite incredible, painful. He said his son got married, and as is traditional in this country, normally it's the chasna side who pay for the music, for the chasna. So he said they ordered this musician or band or singer, and he said, I actually had to pay extra, would you believe this? I had to pay them extra not to sing any modern songs. Only wanted, good old-fashioned songs. Why did I have to pay extra? So he said, because the band explained to me that it's a big mysterious nefesh. How does a band advertise? Every chasna is their advertising. Every chasna that they play at, you have 200-300 people there listening to the band. If they like it, and maybe they'll use their services. So if we play in a way which is not really the accepted way anymore, that's not good advertising for us. We want to play all the pop, pop, bing, bang, smash, bang, wallop songs that go nowadays, and now we'll hope that's what's in vogue. And that'll be good advertising, so that maybe there'll be some bocharim here, or maybe there'll be some chasanim. I'll say, oh, we like that, we'll order them for our chasana. If you want us to play good old-fashioned songs, Mekimi Me'of Adol, and Hinei Ma'atoiv, doesn't really quite go. So we'll do it, but only at a price. It's a tremendous mystery, isn't it? And yet the bitter reality is that those are the songs that ultimately can bring a proper simcha. All the noisy disco-type songs, that's not simcha, it's just what we call hoilulus, which means frivolous, nothing to do with kedusha, nothing to do with simcha, nothing to do with shechina, nothing to do with ruach hakodesh. I can assure you that Yehina Novi, when he had the Shechino Sheir on him, it wasn't like some modern rap song. The whole concept of Shira. What does it say in Rashi in this week's Hedra? Oz Yashir Moshe. What does Rashi say on the word Oz? Rashi says, Oz Olo Beliboy. Shira has to come from the leaf. Shira has to come from the leaf. Olo Beliboy. A spontaneous outpouring of simcha comes through a shir. So we know it's such a central part of our culture. At every special occasion, without exception, the union of shira takes very central stage. Imagine a Shabbos without Zmiris. What would it be about? Shalom party? Zmiris. Davening, as we said. Hallel.
But I feel like sometimes it's like the new song that I know with my kids. They don't want to sing the old Baruch Elgin Elion Negin, the new Negin.
I'm not saying I have nothing against new Negunim. I have nothing against new Negunim, if they really are Negunim. I'll tell you something very interesting.
There is
a very choshev Talmud Chacham who lives in Beit Shemesh. His name is Hillel Paley. Hillel Paley has composed some of the most beautiful songs in the last few years that you all know. He's a rabbi, and many other songs. Avron Fried's Adheno, and many other beautiful songs. Beautiful. Every single song of his is just beautiful. Once I was in a suit shop. Days I used to wear jackets, and I was buying a suit in Aleph, and in the background was this sort of bang bang wallop music. Hard to call it music, it was just annoyed. It was just, that's what goes nowadays. And suddenly, who walks in but this Hillel Paley? So I went up to my Noyim, I said, this must be so hard for you to have to listen. You know what a good niggin is. To come and buy a suit and hear this crash bang wallop, smash bang thing, bing bang, disco pop rap bong. And he says to me, no, it's been a bit, Zelo Mafriya Bechlal, doesn't disturb me at all. I said, you should be the first person to be disturbed by this. He says, Tommy, when you walk down the street and you hear cars honking their horns, that disturb you? noise in the background. When I come in here, I hear noise in the background. There's some little fish bash boshing. It's noise. It's not music. If it be music, and it wouldn't be such good music, yeah, maybe that'd be grating to my ears. As my friend Yomin Freilich always says in the name of his father, Joe Freilich, a bad nigger that brings tears to the ears. He says, this doesn't bring tears to the ears, it's just a noise. That's not what brings anybody to Simcha. So I'm saying, I have nothing against the new Nigunim. And to the contrary, sometimes the new Nigunim are more adapted to our times, etc., etc., and Nigunim are forever being composed. Forever being composed. Thousands and thousands of Nigunim. I'm just saying, what a shame, what a tragedy it is when people think that in order to compose new Nigunim, you have to go with the trend, which is so obviously influenced by the outside world. And that's what, unfortunately, creeps into the yeshivas nowadays, for example, and our youth. Actually, last night, what a thrill it was. I heard Chasna, you know, Rabbi Eisenberger from the Gron. Made a Chasna last night, Kinodo. One of the most beautiful Chasnas I've been to for years. All the Nigunim, they must have told the band before. All old Nigunim. There were some new Nigunim as well. There were actually a lot of new Nigunim, but like Kumsitz type songs. Most beautiful Batam. As opposed to exactly a week ago, I was at a chasna, I'd rather not say who. I felt like I was at a disco. Absolutely like at a disco. The only difference was they were saying Jewish words for the songs, which makes it worse. It might as well have been at a disco. That's called Simcha, that's called Shechino, that's called Ruach HaKodesh. Nothing, that's just entertainment. In a very, very proster, improper, immoral way. A niggun that stirs the lathe. Like I said, Shabbos has his news. Of course, it could be a new song. I'm sure we sing new songs in our home. We don't go sort of, you know, creeping behind the cobwebs to get 80-year-old Nigunim. We sing new songs, but if they're matin, if they're within the spirit. As we know, chuppah, chasana, Shabbos mirrors, hallel, davening, music, when you get to our avodas Hashem, and this is what we're going to learn right now, that it accompanies all the karbonis. Company is the Karbonis. We'll see how chomer the Indian is. So either way, it's in a phenomenal Tosfos this, quoting Yerushalmi, phenomenal Yerushalmi, that the reason why it's called Simchas Pesach She'eva, what is being drawn? Not the waters being drawn. Ruach HaKodesh is being drawn. Ruach HaKodesh is being drawn. Ruach HaKodesh is being drawn where? As a result of the Simcha. Which Simcha? The music. A very, very beautiful taste. Okay. So therefore we have alternative Girusois in our Mishnah. Either Simcha's base Ha She'eva or Chashuva, but the truth is they're both true. There's an element of She'eva, water being drawn, or as Tosfos says, between Yerushalmi, Ruach HaKodesh was being drawn, and also an element of Chashuva. It's a very Chashuva mitzvah. If you remember, why indeed is it Chashuv? So Rashi says, because this was created right back in the day, Shishus Mebrachus. You remember, we explained last time, or last parak, that the Mayim HaTachtoinim got very upset. Remember, it says that the Mayim was split, Elyonim and Tachtoinim, top and bottom. So the Mayim here on planet Earth got very upset. Why should we be sitting down here on planet Earth? We'd much rather be upstairs with the Rabbeinu Shalalem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, your compensation will be, amongst others, the Nisuch HaMayim. So the Nisuch HaMayim, again, is not just Chas V'Shalom and entertainment. It was really expressing this deep, deep, deep felt yearning for Kirvas Elohim, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why this mitzvah is so chashuv. That's what the Mayim HaTachtonim were really complaining about. Not just jealousy, but rather, we also want to be korov to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We also want to have a close connection to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that will be expressed in the midst of the She'ivas HaMayim, the Nisuch HaMayim. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Hecholil Doiche Es HaShabbos. Not what it says in our Mishnah. Now Mishnah says to the contrary, it's 5 or 6, because it's indeed not day for the Shabbos. So here it says, "Echolil Birchas Hashabbos." Now, as soon as you see a line like that, you know that it must be authored by a Tana. It has to be a Tana. Because if it's not a Tana, how can you argue on a Mishnah? If it's a Tana, fine, say that the Mishnah was written by a Tana, and this statement is also authored by a Tana, it's again a machlokes, there's no problem. So indeed, that's what it says. Echolil Birchas Hashabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Indeed, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda is a Tana. The Chachamim Aimrim. Af Yomtev Eina Deicha. What does Af Yomtev Eina Deicha? What does the word Af mean? Even. What does it mean, even?
Shabbos.
Even Yomtev. We know Shabbos is always more Chamor than Yomtev. So, what do you mean to say? That a Cholil is Deicha Shabbos. I'm of the opinion that not only is it not Deicha Shabbos, it's not even Deicha Yom Tov, Kal Vachomer Shabbos. So what's the Machlokes? What's the Machlokes? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef. We need to explain what the Machlokes is between Rav Yosi and Chacham. Omar Rav Yosef, Machlokes Bashir Shel Korban. Which Chalil are we talking about? So we thought that if we just learned in our Mishnah that Chalil is not Deicha Shabbos, and then over here it says Chalil is Deicha Shabbos, so we assume it's about the same Chalil. Says the Gemara, in the name of Rabbi Yosef, that no! This is the other time they played music in the base of Mikdash. When was that? At the times of Karbonis. Oh, that's a different story. There is a Machlokes. Machlokes Bashir Shel Korban. What is the Shir Shel Korban? So before we see what the Machlokes is, let's immediately see Rashi. Bashir Shel Korban B'Chalil HaMakeh Lifnei HaMizbeach. The Chalil that they used to beat. So I'm not sure, maybe it wasn't a flute, it was some other instrument they used to play. Lifnei HaMizbeach B'Shas Nisuch HaMayim V'Hayayin L'Tomit Shel Shachar V'Nisuch HaYayin L'Tomit Shel Beinu Arbayim. The libations of the water on Sukkos and of the yain at the time of the Makor, the Korban Tomis. Shalavim oimdim al duchanam. The Levim used to stand on their platform. Voimrim shir. And they used to say their shir. Their cholil makel lefneim. And this musician used to beat in front of them. Because it's not obsechus erechim. It says, V'yud beis yoim bashona. On 12 days of the year, Chalil Makol Ifnei HaMizbeach. The Chalil used to play the tune in front of the Mizbeach. Ve'ein Oimrim Shir Al HaMizbeach Elo Al HaYayin. And this Chalil and the Shir, which we said goes hand in hand, is always associated with wine. There are 12 special days, even though we just said the Nesachim go with the Tamidim. But they didn't always have Shir. There were 12 days. There were special days, and the Mishnah Erechin explains that these are 12 days of the year that you say Halel, and one of a whole Cheshbon. On those special days, what accompanied the wine of the Nesachim? There was Shir and the Cholil. Says Rashi, Uba Oisai Chalil Nechlak Rabbi Yosi by Rabbi Yehuda. That's when Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion and says that what? Loimar Shehu Doicha. That it could be Doicha Shabbos. But we're not actually discussing the Chalil of it's not the discussion of it. We're talking about the Chalil of the Korban, those 12 days a year. Okay, so at least we know what we're talking about. Now let's have a look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara again, Omar of Yosef, the last words on the line. Omar Rabbi Yosef Machlokes Bashir Shel Korban. The Rabbi Yosef Savar Ika Shira Bekli. If there is a halacha that has to be Shira, what does the halacha require? Does the halacha require the Shira to be done with a musical instrument? Rabbi Yosef says it does. If that's the Ika Shira, well, therefore, V'avoidohi. Then it's part of the Avodah for Deiches HaShabbos. Remember, when you, for example, shecht an animal, shecht a korban on Shabbos, you're over Issa Dereis, essentially. Why? Which is that? The melacha of sheichet. Not an atzer shechet. So how are you allowed to shech the korban on Shabbos? The answer is because avoda you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So any part of the avoda, which is obviously an essential, indispensable part of the avoda, is doicha Shabbos. So if you hold that the shira is done how? With a musical instrument, that becomes an indispensable part of the hakrovas hakorban. Well, then it's classified as an avoda. If it's an avoda, v'doicha Shabbos. The Rabbanon Sovri. What do the Rabbanon hold? Note, I'm sure everybody noticed. Rabbi Yossi Sovar, Rabbanon Sovri. Single and plural. What do the Rabbanon hold? Ikka Shira v'peh. The main Shira is really the verbal, the singing, not the musical instruments. The musical instrument, therefore, is lav avodah. Is not considered an avodah, and if it's not an avodah, therefore, ve'ino doicha es haShabbos. So their whole machlekas is only revolving round the issue of a shir shel korban, where everybody's maskim. You have to have some sort of shir, but is the shir with a clay shir, a musical instrument, or the pair? If it has to be done with a musical instrument, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, well then it's Teicha Shabbos, because it's part of the Avodah, it's an indispensable part of the Avodah. Whereas according to the Chachamim, what is the Ikka Shira? The pair. If the Ikka Shira is the pair, well then the music side of it is dispensable. It's not an essential part of the Hakrovas HaKorban. It cannot therefore be classified as an Avodah. And if it can't be classified as an avodah, therefore it's not doicha Shabbos for Yom Tov. That's all true when it comes to the shir shel korban. Avol shir shel she'eva, divrei hakoil simchahi. Everybody agrees it's just to bring about the element of simcha, but it's certainly not part of the avodah. Ve'ein doicha es haShabbos, therefore it's not doicha Shabbos. And therefore, what I said to you before turns out, therefore, not to be true. We read a line of the Gemara. It says, "Hecholil doicha es haShabbos." So I said to you, "Oh, that disagrees with the Mishnah. It must be a Tana talking." And indeed, it was. Yeah, but that's not true. He's not arguing with the Mishnah. Does anybody disagree with what it says in the Mishnah? Everybody agrees that the chalil of our Mishnah, which is Simcha Space Hashaeva, that's not an avodah, that's just Simcha. What is the avodah? I'm saying with regard to Simcha Space Hashaeva, what is the avodah there? Pouring of the water. That's the avodah. We always have to distinguish between what the avodah is and what the extras are. So if you maintain that you have to have Shira, fine. And that's part of the avodah. I agree. There's also no discussion about that. The only discussion is what's the definition of shira? Is shira the pair when it comes to the shira ala korban, or is shira the kli? If it is the kli, then what? It's part of the avodah. If it's the pair, then the pair is also the avodah. That's true. But the kli aspect is not. So it's not the shabbos. But when it comes to simcha space shira, there's no discussion. The avodah is the pouring of the water. Nothing else is necessary, essentially. Of course, they had simcha, but that's not the avodah, it's simcha. Simcha is not doicha Shabbos or Yom Tov. Says Rashi, Ikka Shira, She Korban, Tzibur, a public korban, a communal korban, Ta'un, Shir, requires a Shir, Min HaTaira. Kedo Amrinon, B'mesechtas Eirachim. Mikama Mikrois, from many psukim. We learn from many psukim, and again, this reinforces what we said before, how central and how crucial shir is in Avodas Hashem, because here you see that what? That when it comes to a korban sibur, it requires a shir min ha-teira. Min ha-teira. As we say in Masechtas Eirachim, Mikama Mikrois, learn from many psukim. Now, it requires shir is non-debatable. What is debatable is, what is shir? The Sava Rabbi Yossi, Ikka HaShir. The main aspect of the shir, Einoi Elo Imkein, will not be fulfilled unless Cholil Maka im Hashir. You have to have musical accompaniment. You have to have musical accompaniment. You have to have a cholil together with the shir. V'chein kinoirois, v'nevolim. So it's all guitars or violins. Hakoil k'minyan hamafurish shom. Everything that is explained over there, if you look over there in the Mishnah Erechim, it actually details in great detail exactly how many instruments had to be in the orchestra. All detailed over there. See there for further details. Hilkoch, therefore, avoidohi. What does that mean, hilkoch avoidohi? Why, therefore, it's an avoidah? Because if you maintain that, well, that you have to have music, and that becomes an essential part of the avoidah. We learn it from Sukkim. V'chiheichi, and just as the tomid doicha Shabbos, just as the korban itself is doicha Shabbos, so too the shir shaloi, so to its music, which was just said is critical according to Rabbi Yosi, nami doicha Shabbos. So the Rabbanon are not disagreeing with the longest of Rabbi Yosi, meaning everybody agrees avoida is doicha Shabbos, and the Rabbanon will be the first one to admit that if the avoida is musical accompaniment, then that's doicha Shabbos. The only reason why they're disagreeing is because they just maintain that the kli shir is not the avoida. So that's the machlekas. They're not having some sort of fundamental machlekas. Is avoida deicha Shabbos? Of course, deicha is a Shabbos. Every korban is deicha Shabbos. So too, any indispensable aspect thereof is also deicha Shabbos. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. He maintains that the ikar shira is the kli. What do the Chachamim say? B'peh. Halevim oimrim hashir. The Levim say the shir, Dvar, Yoim, V'yoimoy. Every single day. That's the right shir. Like we said this morning and davening. Hayoimim chamishi. Shir Levim shor meis amigdosh. Oimrim meis amigdosh. Kegoyin. Lashem ho'oretz umloyo. Inspiration. God Lashem hulo. Shabbos. V'chein kulam. Every single day has its particular shir. Uba Shabbos. She'i'ef she'lechalil. On Shabbos where you can't play the chalil, ain a deicha. It's not deicha. She'ain kli shir ha-mitzvah. Because we maintain that the kli shir is not the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Plus the singing. Plus the singing. Everybody agrees that shir is min ha-Torah. The only question is, what is the definition of shir? Is the definition of shir the kli shir or the shir b'peh? So that's machlokes when it comes to shir or shel korban. Says Rashi, "Avol shir shir shi'eva." Hello. Hello. Okay, toda, toda rabba. Okay, I'm afraid I have to run out. This is bris mamish now. Okay, so we'll continue with Hashem on Sunday. So you'll excuse me.